Thank you. So you've heard a lot today about how cloud enables or accelerates the pace of innovation, and we've heard that from several different speakers today. I think the most interesting statistic that I heard this morning is when they said that it takes 3 years for 30% of our customers to get a new server release fully deployed in-premise. So think about that, 30% of the market in 3 years in the old traditional data center model. I think if we think about what I'm going to do for the next minute and a half really is introduce Donna Harris. And Donna Harris is the founder and CEO, one of the founders and CEO of 1776 here in D.C. Donna has a fabulous office if you haven't seen it. If you'd like to have a great touchdown location where you have everything from the old style phone booths to an interesting innovation lab that Microsoft has placed over there, there's great facilities over there. But what they're trying to do at 1776 is take on some of these challenges that we see in government, that we see in healthcare, that we see in education, and use this as a startup incubator, if that's fair to say, Donna, and help them understand the overall business scope that they're in, and really how we could use technologies, VCs, others to help solve that problem together. So when we think about the cloud in this type of a model that gives them the capability to do things like fail very fast, to prototype very quickly, and it is no longer, I should point out, it's certainly no longer, you saw the We Love Linux sign this morning, it's certainly no longer a Microsoft on Microsoft style world. So we have people developing applications in Ruby, in Python, in using Node.js, using Drupal applications, and using this within the 1776 organization, which Microsoft supports through access to Azure and through an innovation lab on that facility. It's kind of interesting. I was at Microsoft about 3 years ago, and I had a customer that wanted to pilot over 200,000 customers on a particular platform. And I had to go literally sit in Redmond for a week and a half waiting on the servers to free up so that I could actually test something of that scale. If I need that now and I had a keyboard in front of me, I can build that in about 5 minutes. Right, and that's the real difference that Azure brings for us when we think about the dev test fail fast style environment. So without further delay, I'd like to introduce Donna Harris, and she's going to talk to you about some of the great solutions and things that 1776 is doing for us here in DC. Thank you, Donna.
Well, I'm pretty sure you know I'm the startup person because I'm not wearing a suit and I'm wearing a t-shirt. So if you come to 1776 and visit, we'll get you one too. So thank you, Kent, for that great introduction. First of all, for a show of hands, have any of you been to 1776 for a visit? A handful. So we'll start first with an invitation. We'll end there as well. So let me start with a little bit of background, because what in the world is this 1776 thing that you're hearing about? So myself and my co-founder, we're both serial entrepreneurs. I've built several businesses in the healthcare industry, in the ed tech industry, and I built them in the high-tech hotbed of Detroit. So I know how hard it can be to build a startup outside of Silicon Valley. And it turns out that a lot has changed since I created my first startup. First, it doesn't take millions of dollars and several years to get your first release to market. Thanks to companies like Microsoft, it actually takes $0 and literally days to get your first minimum viable product in the hands of your users. What that has done cannot be overstated for the landscape of startups around the world. Because when I started my first startup, you had to be in Silicon Valley to be successful. Today, you can still be very successful in Silicon Valley. It is the unrivaled hub of startup activity and still continues to get the lion's share of capital. But there's been an interesting phenomenon happening the last 5 years, which is that hubs have been emerging around the world in places like Nashville and Berlin and Amman and Sao Paulo and, it turns out, Washington, D.C. Startups are actually creating really interesting, high-growth, highly scalable technology in very unexpected places. They are able to quickly take those products to market, get them in the hands of their customers, without having to raise the millions of dollars it used to take. And what that's doing is unlocking the possibility for entrepreneurs to rethink literally every industry on our planet. So if you think about the technology you have in your pocket, on your cell phone, your smartphone, right? You can sit there and you can tweet, and people around the world can read your message. You can share photos with your grandparents or kids halfway around the world. We have so many conveniences in our lives as consumers, but yet our lives as citizens are still fairly awful, right? I went to the doctor this week for a very long overdue doctor's appointment, and it had been so long, in fact, that they had archived my medical record. And they had no way of recalling that medical record, and I sat in the waiting room for an hour and a half for my appointment, and while I was sitting there, I filled out 9 pieces of paper with my name, address, social security, date, and all my personal information. We have a lot of room for improvement in our lives as citizens. So we have spent a lot of time thinking about these trends and asking ourselves, what do we do with that? Because we live in the nation's capital, and while we are not known to be a startup hub of the world, it turns out that we have an amazing asset in this city that no one else has. It's people like you. You think about the expertise that we have in Washington, D.C., the fact that we have the federal government, the fact that the White House is here, that Capitol Hill is here, that the embassies and the trade groups are here, the like it or love it K Street community is here, one phone call away from anybody who you could want to talk to. That is an enormous asset that it turns out is the most valuable asset for startups. So we created a community designed to leverage that intense resource for startups. So we have built over the last 2 years a community not only here in Washington, D.C., but that spans the world. So if you come to our hub, which I invite you to do, we're at 15th between L and M, short walk, we would invite you to come up to the 12th floor where you would see between the 12th and the 8th floor 260 startups from Washington, D.C., who are really trying to completely reinvent industries like education, healthcare, transportation, energy, and environment. They're thinking about what the smart city of the future looks like. They're tackling challenges that you all tend to think of as your domain area, right? Because it turns out that when you go around the world and you meet with entrepreneurs, particularly millennial entrepreneurs, they think there is more to this internet revolution than Angry Birds and Instagram. They really want to change the world. And they were raised in a generation where startups are mainstream. It isn't in their DNA to start a not-for-profit. It's in their DNA to start a startup. So you have literally these seedlings of startups all over the world thinking about the things that you all work on every day. The challenge is that they're in places like Sao Paulo and Amman and Johannesburg and Des Moines. How do they get connected to the people who can help them scale their business? That's where we come in. So through a global competition, we see literally over 5,000 startups a year. We work with those startups to incubate and accelerate them. We provide some of them funding. More importantly, we help them get connected to the experts that help them grow their business. How do we do that? We do that through our enormous friendships with our partners, like Microsoft. Microsoft was actually our very first partner. When we first crafted this vision and we started talking to people about the idea of what if we could create a community that leveraged the power of Washington, D.C. to help startups grow, a lot of people looked at us like we had 4 heads, but Microsoft looked at us and said, we could get behind that. Because they recognize that smart cities, the government of the future, the way we are going to really reinvent these regulated, complicated, difficult, but important industries is by the cooperation of government, private sector, and startups. And so they've been a phenomenal partner to us, not just in terms of being present on the campus, but in opening up their network, because Microsoft has an enormous and incredible customer base. And we heard from the last panel the ability to create an opportunity for the most interesting and promising apps to get in the hands of people like you. It turns out that if you're a startup, getting customers is the hardest thing to do. So being able to work with partners like Microsoft who are willing to bring startups to the table, to introduce them to their enterprise customers, and to be able to showcase the companies that are using their technologies, and by the way, not using all of their technologies, because it isn't just Microsoft on Microsoft anymore. Microsoft has been a phenomenal partner, not just technically, but from a business growth perspective. So I would invite you all to come and participate and learn and mentor. How many of you have ever been asked to mentor a startup? Right? Almost none of you. But if I asked you today to come and spend 30 minutes talking to a startup in your area of expertise, how many of you would do that? Right? There's a lot of opportunity in this city for us to put what we do well to work to help startups. And it turns out that that's actually the key to creating jobs too, because if you look at the Kaufman studies, you look at all the research that has happened in this industry and in the area of startups, startups are responsible for nearly all the net new job growth in our country the last 30 years. So we think it takes a global village. We think that the power of the internet is incredible. It has the ability to completely allow us to rethink how we educate our kids, whether or not we participate in public transportation, and what does that look like, and how do we reduce congestion? How do we keep our country safe? How do we access the healthcare that we need? There's an enormous amount of opportunity there. So we would invite you to come, listen, learn, participate in an event, follow us, volunteer to be a mentor, meet with and get to know some of the 260 plus companies here in DC and the thousands around the world. One of the easiest ways for you to do that is this coming May. We have a challenge festival that will be the culmination of our global startup competition. This year we have been to 20 cities. The competition just wrapped up in Berlin and is getting ready to wrap up in Dublin. We'll be doing the competition in San Francisco next week. And you will see in May the top 80 companies from around the world. In there, you will see 20 companies in education, 20 in healthcare, 20 in energy and sustainability, and 20 in what we call smart cities. And you will hear 1-minute pitches from each of them. And you will walk away saying, I had no idea startups were thinking about this kind of stuff, and I could be tremendously helpful to these companies. And there is a lot that we could do together. So I thank you for allowing me to come in my startup attire and address your very business-like conference. But I would encourage you to come and feel like you can make 1776 a home. There is a Microsoft Innovation Lounge where we've been generously gifted a lot of technology, both hardware and software, as well as very comfortable places to sit and meet and get to know the startups. We are just very easy to find on the web. It's just 1776.vc, like venture capital. So come and check that out. Come and visit us. Come for a tour. I hope the next time I come and speak to a group like this, when I ask how many of you have ever come to mentor a startup, the majority of your hands will go up. Thank you to Microsoft for your incredible support, not only to startups in Washington, DC, but to startups around the world. I applaud the direction the company has taken for openness, so that the startups can choose the technology that they desire to use and still have the ability to scale. I also thank you for your willingness to help them scale through opening markets for them. So thank you for having me. I'll be around for a little while if you want to talk, but please do come and visit us.